Hello and welcome to the latest health news that you will not see on the mainstream media, and that's what I'm here to do here today. So, and you know, I live the same lifestyle that I promote. So you see here for the holidays, for example, and I know, of course, we're a little bit past the holidays, but it's important to mention, you know, why is it all these people are dying or having all these issues near the holidays? So there's something called holiday heart syndrome. So coined in 1978, holiday heart syndrome is the term used to describe atrial fibrillation that occurs specifically around the holidays. Hallmark signs of AFib include racing or regular heartbeat, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, fatigue, and chest pain, which is why I gotta take my time sometimes going through this information. I don't go too fast for people, right? But it says it could further lead to further complications such as blood clots, stroke, and even heart failure. Again, cardiovascular issues. It says stress levels, to make sure that you avoid this, it would be to manage your stress levels, stay active, drink plenty of water, and avoid binging on unhealthy food and drinks. But how could you make sure that you actually do that? You know, in many cases, you need a guide. You need somebody who could be there with you and keep you there to be sane, to keep your stress levels down, who can maybe provide you with entertainment, can keep you laughing, can keep you happy, right? And that will keep away the stress, and then I'll probably keep you active if they're active too. Then you're more likely to be active as well. And then if you're drinking plenty of water, because you know, you have all this wine, you have all this eggnog and all this other stuff, coffee, which Americans consume a lot of, right? Maybe we want to drink more water and we feel our energy is already rising simply through that. We maybe feel that all these other things are going away simply through drinking more water. So then we see avoid binging on unhealthy foods. Well, how do we do that? Well, we have to identify the cravings. Who's going to identify the cravings? Well, we need someone who can ask you the questions like, well, did you eat a salty meal? Then you might crave something sweet, or, you know, the other way around, or vice versa. Or is there something lacking in your life unrelated to the food on your plate that's causing you to consume the food that's on your plate? For example, right? And you need that guide on the side to tell you, to ask you, what is it that your body is telling you? Because your body is telling you to reach for that food, but why is your body telling you to reach for that food? So holiday heart syndrome, something to pay attention to, because I do notice a lot of people, I see a lot of family members having all sorts of complications toward the holidays. And yes, there's a lot going on. Yes, there's a lot of chaos around these specific days, but keep in mind these things. Keep in mind the way you're breathing and how you're handling just everything going on in life, right? And then if you see other family members, don't create this domino effect, you know? Fix it. If you see that something happened within your family, if you see something happen, don't sit there wishfully thinking and praying like, oh, everything's going to be better. You can pray and you could have your spirituality. That'll help. But also look at the rest of your life. Look at the bigger picture to life, right? Spirituality, this bigger spiritual realm that surpasses all physical realms. Look at that. Look at everything that exists, because I guarantee you there's always something to look at. There's always something to question, especially in the world of mass information, mass technology, and mass people with all mass different perceptions, and many of them pushing you towards certain ways of perceiving that said world. And I'm not pushing you to perceive the world as anything. I want you to figure it out for yourself. And that's exactly what a guide does, right? It's not pushing you to an agenda, but rather working with your body for what you would like instead. So that's what I do as integrative nutrition health coach. So that's why I promote it within my own work. But, you know, a little biased, but hey, I see that it works, and I see that's non-invasive, and I see it's universal. I see that it's within nature, so I'm going to promote it.